Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey A to Z listeners, this is Jack here. And if you would like to become an exclusive subscriber to the show, you can hit the link in the description, and that will take you to our Red Circle page, where for $1.99 a month, you will get access to an extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. And be careful, don't hit that donation button if you want to become an exclusive subscriber, because the donation button is just a one-time donation. However, the exclusive subscriber button will give you access to the extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. So make sure you hit that exclusive subscriber button if you want access to the extra episodes. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome to the A to Z English Podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Social. And today we are doing a topic talk, and we're talking about celebrity crushes that you had when you were a kid. Okay, and Social, just for our audience's understanding, what is a crush again, if you have a crush on someone?
A crush is like when you really, really like someone, kind of like an intense infatuation, but it's not really based on anything real, like a real connection with that person. It's a lot of what you project on that person, and it's usually based on like either appearance or small like personality traits that you've acquired through seeing them act or whatever that you kind of imagine for this person.
And so you know, often like high school kids you'll have a crush on a girl in your class or a guy in your class, but you don't really know that person. You just, but it's like almost like an intense feeling of love. Like it's not real love, but it's just like, it feels like your chest is being crushed because your feelings are so strong for this person. Like they're perfect, you know? Oh, the perfect person. But really, in reality, you don't know them at all. And they could be awful, you know? So, yeah, that's what, so we have a thing called celebrity crushes because there's, you know, we're surrounded by celebrities all the time. Sometimes we will develop, you know, that feeling of like, again, that crush feeling. It's like, it's not love or it's not real love, but it's like attraction to a person who you feel like is your soulmate, your perfect person, you know, like, oh, that's my ideal, you know, person. And so when you were like young, when you're a kid, who were your celebrity crushes? Like who were you? Who did you crush on when you were?
My biggest one was Justin Bieber.
Oh, I was gonna say Justin Timberlake.
No, I he was too old, I think.
Yeah, he's like a grandfather.
Justin Bieber was like my he was a couple years older, like a few years older than me, I think.
Yeah.
And so he was a big celebrity crush of mine. When I was probably like 14 or 13. When I was 13, he was like 16 probably.
But can I ask you a question? So
yeah,
did you have Bieber fever?
God, yeah, I did. I thought it was too good to have Bieber fever, but I wasn't. And I didn't like him at the same time that everyone else already liked him, and I was like holding out. And then I saw this interview where he was really nice to this little girl, and it was like, I thought it was so cute.
And that was before all the facial tattoos and the like neck
tattoos.
Yeah,
it was before he went kind of crazy and, you know, had a meltdown because he was like, he was transitioning from child star to adult star. And I thought he was just so cute. And I had like a, people bought me like gifts for my birthday. Like they bought me both of his like CDs that he had at the time, a lunchbox with his face on it. And I had a huge poster that my sister bought me on my bedroom wall.
Nice.
And so that was a big, that was like one of my first big celebrity crushes. Jack, you go with one of yours and we'll just go back and forth here.
Okay. How about I'm 47 years old. So you have to understand my celebrity crushes all come from like the late 80s to early 90s. Okay. When I was like 12 or 13 years old, because I was born in 1977. So, my first, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like my celebrity crush. I think maybe one of my first ones was, the actress Elizabeth Shue. And you probably don't know who she is, right? Elizabeth Shue was in a movie called The Karate Kid. And
oh my god, she was Daniel's girlfriend.
Yes.
I do know because I saw it. My mom made me watch. My mom's a Gen Xer, and she made us watch The Karate Kid when we were kids, which I liked a lot. Yeah.
It's a classic. Yeah. You got to watch it. The Karate Kid is, it's a classic movie. And Elizabeth Shue was the love interest in there. She had Daniel had a crush on her. She had an ex-boyfriend who was a bully, and it was she was, you know, absolutely, you know, the epitome of like the perfect high school girlfriend, you know, bubbly, charming, cute, you
girl
know,
next door style.
Girl next door. Yeah, she was kind, you know, she wasn't stuck up. So Elizabeth Shue was one of my first celebrity crushes.
Have you seen Cobra Kai?
Yeah, I've watched that. I saw a couple seasons of that show. I enjoyed it.
Much more because she shows back up at some point.
Yep, she did show up in that one. You know, now she's 50, you know, something years old, 55 years old or whatever. But you know, that was one of my celebrity crushes. I'm sure it's me and about a million other Gen X, you know, men my age, maybe tens of millions who would put her on the list. Yeah. Yeah. What's your number two?
My number two, High School Musical. When everyone was crushing on Zac Efron, I was crushing on Corbin Bleu.
Corbin Bleu? Who's that? Which one is
that? That's his friend. I don't know because I only watched High School Musical one time, but he's like, I'm trying to find a picture of him to show you guys here. He was this guy.
Wait, Corbin Bleu is his real name or is that his name?
Yeah, that's his real name. Okay. Corbin Bleu. Can you see him here? There you go.
Oh, yeah. Okay, he's got like kind of big hair.
Curly hair. He was I thought he was really cute and I did not understand the hype over Zac Efron. I felt like
your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Zac Efron's eyes didn't match the rest of his face and he was orange looking. And sorry, Zac Efron. Those were like my observations, and I thought Corbin Bleu was just the cutest. So that was, yeah.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
I almost always never was a huge fan of the main character. I always liked the second guy.
You like Harry Potter. Goofy best friend, guy?
Yeah. In Harry Potter, yeah. I always liked Ron Weasley over Harry.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was just my thing. I don't know why.
Well, Harry's short, in real life. He's a pretty short guy.
Isn't Rupert Grint also short, though?
Probably. Yeah. He might be taller than Harry.
I just thought he was cuter than
Harry. They're all tiny little,
They're all short people.
All right. My second one is I used to watch this show again when I was 12 or 13, called Saved by the Bell. It was a sitcom. And mm-hmm. but it was like a kid's sitcom. It was different. It was on Saturday mornings instead of Thursday evening, Saved by the Bell. And it was mm-hmm. it took place in a high school. And there was again, this is a side character named Lisa Turtle was her name, but her real name is Lark Voorhees, the actress. And mm-hmm. I had a huge crush on her, and she was the character. Have you ever heard of the character Screech, the nerd? No? Okay, I mean, you have no idea what I'm talking about right now. Okay, no, so it doesn't matter. No one, none of our students know what I'm talking about. Saved by the Bell, Lisa Turtle, and that's her real name is Lark Voorhees, the actress, and so I had a huge crush on her. Yeah.
Lark is a cool name for
that
a
is
woman.
A cool name. I know.
It's a really cool name. Lark.
Maybe the only way it would be cooler is to do Skylark. Is that cooler?
I've seen Skylar as a name, but I like Lark better. I think that's cooler. Like Lark.
What about Skylark?
I think it's trying too hard. I think Lark Voorhees sounds like you're a cool, in a punk rock band or something. A grunge band. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, that's
cool. I like it. Yeah.
I do too.
All right. My third one was when I was a little bit older. So it's so I'm a little embarrassed, but I think I was 18 or 19. So I was still a teenager. Seol In-guk.
Oh.
He's a Korean actor and singer. And I saw him in a music video by Kay Will called Please Don't. And he was really cute. I just thought, oh my god, he's so cute. And I started looking up what other stuff he was in besides his music video, and he was in some K-dramas, and he had his own music and stuff, and so I would listen to his music videos. He has a really nice voice.
Is that why you came to Korea? Because you got into K-pop a little bit?
No.
You didn't come to meet him in person?
No, that's so embarrassing. No, I wasn't a huge K-pop person. I like solo artists IU, Song,
or Rain, Kyo. Something like that. B, yeah.
I don't really know Rain or B. That might have been a little before my time. But Song In Guk, K Will, IU, I was a huge fan of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole reason I really got into Korea was actually a YouTuber called Chonun Miguk Saram. I was looking up how to teach abroad in just teaching abroad in general, I think. And her channel came up about teaching abroad in Korea. And then the benefits are so much better and easier, I feel like, than a lot of other English ESL countries. So that's how But Seol In-guk was a huge celebrity crush of mine. So what's your last one, Jack?
Okay. My last one is the singer. This one was, she was very popular when I was in high school, maybe 10th grade or 9th grade or something. Jewel. Do you know Jewel?
No.
You've never heard of Jewel?
I've never heard of her. I really have never heard of her.
I'm so old. I'm so old. All right. Jewel is guitarist, singer-songwriter. Her first single, Who Will Save Your Soul, is has probably 20 million downloads on YouTube. She's just a very, very talented singer. And I think just her beauty and her talent was, just, I had a crush on her because I think there's something about that combination of like attractive beauty and also talent and ability to sing and write music. It was to me like,
Like, oh my
she's
gosh, yeah.
perfect, like, oh my
Right, like a
gosh.
triple whammies thing, yeah.
It wasn't just about physical, appearance. It was like, oh man, she's smart, beautiful, and she can write music and sing and perform and has a great voice. So I mean, I'm sure that like lots of my parents' generations had crushes on like Joni Mitchell or Emmy Lou Harris or other Diana Ross or whatever. But for my generation it was Jewel, and you have no idea who I'm talking about.
I'm gonna have to look her up after this. I'll send me like a YouTube of one of her songs, of Jewel songs, like a
You should go down a Jewel rabbit hole. You might
I
actually really like
will.
her because you're
I
like a
will.
singer, guitar player, guitar writer,
Yeah.
singer songwriter
I think I'd
yourself.
probably like her. Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
And I'll send you like a song, Gook song, and then we can
Okay,
trade.
yeah, then we'll
Yeah.
compare notes next week. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
All right, listeners. Well, you have to let us know who your celebrity crushes were. I'd love to hear about celebrity crushes from around the world. Leave us a comment down below at A to Z English Podcast.com. Shoot us an email at A to Z English Podcast at gmail.com. And make sure to join our community of students in our WhatsApp and WeChat groups. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.